Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. We are back on a Monday.
Martin Luther King.
January 21st, MLK Day.
Mm-hmm. The parking lot is empty.
Oh, really? People took the day off?
Yeah, everyone has today off.
No, not everyone.
Yeah, I feel like just banks are open.
No, banks are closed.
Oh, no wonder why I didn't get my PayPal transfer yet.
Yeah, banks are closed today. Government is half shut down anyway, but it's a national holiday. But many people work, you know, so
right. It's,
schools are out,
right.
You know, banks,
right.
Government offices, probably the DMV and all that shit. But other than that, you know, I'm glad they have a day for him because he's important,
right.
In the history of this country.
Yeah.
You know? Who knows without him where we would be?
I know, honestly.
Yeah. So
terrible death.
Yeah.
But at least it was quick. I imagine getting shot in the head is quick, right?
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. Horrible.
Yeah.
And they never found his killer.
We don't need to get to the details of the death there, you know.
Well, I mean, that's what it's associated with. He got assassinated.
Right, but he's accomplished a lot, you know.
That's why he got killed. That's so crazy.
I know.
Times are different. That shit, like, doesn't go down now.
Yeah.
Like, you know how many people hate Trump? You don't see that stuff happening.
Yeah, like killing people.
Yeah.
Well, they would if they could, but today security.
Yeah, right. It's so true. Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of people who would like to kill him, you know?
And yeah, not but he's not. He's annoying, but he's definitely not worth killing. That's
no,
for sure.
You know, I mean, the thing is that it would be a tragedy here if we had something like that.
Yeah,
you know?
I think that would give me nightmares.
Right. You hadn't been born yet when Ronald Reagan was shot.
He's the one that was in the back. His wife was sitting next to him, and his brains went all over her. Was he driving in like a parade, or was that Kennedy?
That's Kennedy.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
But Ronald Reagan also, it was a he got out of the car or something, or he was getting into the car, and this guy shot him. He was in the hospital for a while, but
he didn't make it.
No, he made it.
Oh,
yeah,
he did.
Luckily, he did not die.
Oh.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Abe Lincoln was assassinated.
Yeah.
He was for the people, too. And when I say people, I mean black people.
I'm wondering how many since then. I think maybe there was another
nobody.
One.
I feel like there hasn't been a president that's been assassinated since, like, things were black and white. Like, film was black and white.
Right.
There's been scandals, for sure.
No, but I'm telling you, Kennedy was after films were black and white.
Every single picture I've seen Kennedy in getting assassinated has been black and white.
Okay, because maybe cameras were, like, TV
cameras
were like that.
Old school.
But films were in color already.
Yeah.
Yeah. But.
What year was that?
That was 61 or 60. No, wait a minute. No, he was. No, that was 63, I believe.
Yeah, that was about 25 years before I was born.
He was elected in 60, I think. Yeah. Yeah. You see, it was about a year after I was born.
Yeah.
Kennedy. I think it's 1963.
Right.
If I remember correctly. Let's see. Yeah, 63, November 22nd.
Yeah. Okay, 63. Yeah, 25 years before I was born.
Right. Look, there's color pictures in there. I mean, maybe you just saw like
documentaries and stuff. Maybe they make it seem older. I don't know. No. But everything I've seen has been black and white.
Because I remember back then, TV was black and white. It wasn't in color yet.
Right.
So, yeah. But he was born the year I was born, 1960. That's when he was elected, I mean.
And supposedly they found his killer.
Well, yeah, supposedly.
Yeah, but nobody, like conspiracy theorists, don't believe that that's really his killer.
Yeah, it was... Jack Ruby or something, you know. So there was a whole thing going on there. I don't know what.
I thought it was something Oswald.
Well, Oswald, and then Jack Ruby killed him.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Jeez.
If I remember this correctly.
Yeah, I don't remember that part of the story.
No, I'm telling you. Here, let me put Jack Ruby here. Let's see who that is. Or was it Jack
What, were they partners and he tried to kill his partner so his partner wouldn't rat on him?
Yeah. Let's see.
And well, what was their meaning behind it? Was there ever a meaning?
Yeah. What, a meaning?
Yeah, like, did they ever say why they killed him?
Kennedy?
Yeah.
I don't know. Nobody really knows. Okay, so Lee Harvey Oswald was shot by Jack Ruby.
Do they say why? Is there a specific reasoning? Maybe were they partners in crime?
Well, maybe he felt that, you know. Well, they don't know. They have conspiracy theories out the, you know.
Right.
Out the gazoo, actually.
Right.
And
there's like books on it. Like tons right, of books on
movies
it.
Movies and everything, you know. So they don't know. But he was an assassin's assassin. That's what he was.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I wish I was an assassin, if I'm going to be honest with you. I think it would be so fucking cool.
You're crazy. You watch too many movies.
I
That's
do.
The problem.
Well, wouldn't it be cool if you could do what Tom Cruise does in Mission Impossible? Like, just figure it out. It'd be super badass every morning when you wake up, but then you'd be, like, on the run.
Yeah, exactly.
And always wondering, like, is today going to be the day that one of my enemies kills me? Like, I wouldn't want that part.
And killing you is actually good. What about all the torture and shit that people put through, you know?
Right.
The villains always torture the shit out of the...
You know what? I take that back. I don't wish I was an assassin. I just wish I knew how to kill like an assassin.
Okay.
And like sneak through buildings like an assassin.
Well, you can pretend, play a video game. That's how you pretend. Or you go to the shooting range or something, you know. You can practice first how to hold a gun before you become an assassin.
Yeah, because I'd freak out if I don't even think I'd be comfortable at a shooting range holding a gun.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like, oh, what if I accidentally, what if it backfires, hits me in the face? Because you've heard some tragic stories about gun ranges
before. But why would it happen to you?
Come because on, I'm like that one small percent where shit just happens to happen. That's why.
Shoot yourself.
Yeah.
But
there was a story a couple years ago that a doctor took his sons to a shooting range, and then the son, like, he let the kid shoot. He was like 12, which I don't even think you could do that, right?
Probably not.
And he ended up putting like 14 rounds into himself and dying. And I'm like, first of all, how are you gonna let your 12-year-old kid play with an assault rifle, basically?
Yeah, people are fucking crazy, man. I must admit, I never held a pistol. Maybe it is time to go to the shooting range and do some.
I never have either.
Practice, you know?
Yeah.
Might not be a bad thing. Doesn't mean you have to kill people. You can shoot targets and shit, you know?
I just kind of want to learn how to shoot. So if I ever was being attacked, I could like learn how to ninja kick the gun out of their hands and pick it up and kill them.
Oh, I see. That's what you want to do. Too many fucking movies, I'm telling you. What the fuck?
Way too many.
Yeah, like you'll do that.
Yeah, I'd definitely be dead before that thought even became a process, you know? That's my biggest fear, is I don't know how to defend myself.
Yeah. Well, do take some martial arts then.
Yeah.
Self-defense.
I know. Because, like, if I'm getting attacked from behind, I don't even know, like, the basic survival skills of that.
Right.
Which is crazy.
All I can say is always go for the balls.
Yeah.
Always go for the balls.
But what if it's a female and you don't know?
I don't know.
It hurts being kicked in the vagina for sure.
Yeah, but that's probably not...
Not as bad, though. It's a quick recovery.
I don't know how... Maybe pull her by the hair if she has long hair.
If it's not tied up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Usually people don't worry about that kind of attack, right?
No.
It's a guy.
You just never know, though.
I know.
Could be a jealous ex-girlfriend.
It's scary
current
shit,
girlfriend.
Man. I mean, people do crazy shit all the time.
They do.
You know?
They do.
Killing people. And
have you ever seen the movie You're Next?
No.
Okay. So it's like this couple, and they're going to their parents' house in like the middle of nowhere, like one of those places where your cell phone won't have service.
Right.
Which why anyone would buy a house at a place where your cell phone, like, I'm never going to go to a vacation if the closest hospital or store is like a 20-minute drive.
Right.
That's not my idea of fun, you know? So they go there, the whole family's there, whatever, and this guy brought his girlfriend. And she just seems like a regular, smegular chick, whatever. And then some shit starts going down. Like, the family's starting to get killed off one by one, right?
Really?
And the girlfriend that he brought with him is, like, showing everybody how to survive.
Yeah.
And he's like, babe, I didn't know that you knew all this. She's like, oh, yeah, when I was a kid, my dad put me in survival classes.
Really?
So it was actually her boyfriend that was killing off everyone in the family so he'd get his parents' insurance money. Uh-huh. And she fucked his ass up. She fucked everybody up, basically.
Really?
Everyone who was involved. Yeah. And I was like, I want that to be me. I want that to be me if that ever happens. If I ever date someone who's a psychopath, I need to be this chick.
Yeah.
But I don't have a clue.
Right.
She was like tying shit together, sewing like wires together, like just taking basic regular house gear and turning it into weapons.
Yeah. You're definitely watching too many movies. You need to watch documentaries.
But they have shows on this, though. There was a show called, I don't know the show of it. I never watched it. But the guy literally, they'd plot him in the middle of nowhere. And he was filmed on how to survive if you got stuck in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. Huh.
But it's also like you're with a camera crew. You're taking bathroom breaks, makeup breaks. Like, do we believe you?
Right.
Does this really work?
Yeah. You know, Brigetta, that was here before, she's going to be here this week, too, with another guest. But so she was a co-host with me, and she told me that before she had been on a reality show with Ted Nugent.
Mm-hmm.
Have you? He's like a rocker. He's a rocker that's pro-gun. And
I've definitely heard that name before, but I have no
He's a wacko. But at any rate, he had a song. He was a rocker. And so she says they had no food. They had to kill chickens and eat them.
Nope.
Can you imagine that?
I mean, people do that, though. People literally have chickens in their backyard so they can cook it and make, like, chicken noodle soup for dinner. I'm like, really?
It's disgusting, huh? When you know the chicken.
And you've, like, been living with it.
Yeah, giving it a name.
I know. It's awful.
Yeah. Those probably they don't eat, but, you know.
What exactly is an egg?
What do you mean, what is it?
Like, when we buy eggs
from
the store.
Oh, it's an embryo that hasn't developed. Did you know that?
Yeah, but how do they not develop?
They don't sit on them. And what do they call them? When the chicken sits on the egg.
I don't know.
Come on.
I don't fucking know.
No, you didn't know that a chicken has to sit on the egg and then the egg...
Hatches. But yeah, like just sits on it 24/7?
Yeah, it like warms it up or whatever. It's as though it's sitting in its womb and then it comes out.
I have no clue.
But when an egg is not given the opportunity to continue growing and all that stuff, then it's what we eat, you know?
Ew.
When you think about it, it's disgusting. Right? But I love eggs, man. I love eggs.
Oh, my God. It really is gross when you put it that way.
Right.
Ew. So basically we're eating.
But look, everything we eat is gross.
You know when you crack open an egg and you put it in a bowl and you're about to like scramble it up?
Right.
What is... Okay, so you get the yellow part.
The yellow is
the yolk.
Yeah.
Which is basically the chickadee.
Right.
But what is a floating white shit?
I don't know. Maybe
I heard that's like semen or cum or something.
No, I think it's more like the liquid in the uterus, wouldn't you say?
Oh, my God.
Inside the sac. Come on, man. I can't think of any placenta. Okay.
And people just scramble that up. They're not taking that out.
Right.
They're just.
Some people only eat the whites. Yeah.
Yeah, you could buy specific egg whites.
Listen, somebody discovered that if you cook it, it tastes fucking good.
Yeah, probably someone who was deserted on an island and used like a rock and like some homemade fire and was like, yo, this is good. I always wonder how shit got invented.
Yeah.
Like, who's the first person that killed like a pig or a cow and was like, oh, we can make money off of this.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? Like, how did that come about?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So last night I learned how to make lobster tails by myself.
Really?
I've never cooked lobster by myself.
And you did it?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you
Well, I FaceTimed my mom. Well, I went to Ralph's and I was only going to get something quick for dinner because I don't want a food shop because I leave on Thursday.
Right.
But I was starving and I was like, let me do a big dinner tonight and a big dinner on Monday. And then I'll just like kind of snack on Tuesday and Wednesday. And they had lobster tails for $3 at Ralph's.
Wow.
So I got two of them. And then I called my mom. I go, Mom, how do I do this? Because it's not the whole lobster. It's just a tail.
Right.
She's like, boil water, put it in for 15 minutes and then cut off the shell. Holy shit. So good.
Really?
So good.
Wow.
At first I was like, why are these $3?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Is something wrong with them? But they were delicious.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Never had lobster in my life.
Oh my God, I hate fish, but lobster is so good.
Really?
Yeah, I hate fish. You know I hate fish.
I love fish.
Really? Then yeah. You'd love lobster. It tastes like a really nice, almost like chicken, like a gourmet chicken.
Right, right. No, the thing is, it's just I wasn't raised with it, eating that. So right. It's kind of like all you can focus on is the way it looks, and it looks
it's
awful.
It's really nasty. Even the lobster tails, they right. have the legs on them.
I know.
And I'm like, this is gross, Mom.
And shrimp, too. Some shrimp, if they don't.
Ew, yeah, they have the little legs. Them and stuff.
Yeah.
No.
You know, so that's another thing. But shrimp, I was never raised with eating that, but somehow I was able to try it, and right. I like it. But lobster, I don't know, it's something.
I don't love shrimp.
It's like a mind block to me.
Right. You need to go to a restaurant where they just give you the lobster out of the shell.
Right.
You need to try it that way.
Yeah.
I went to an actual beach one time, and you like go to the fucking
seafood
tank.
Restaurant?
Yeah, and yeah. you pick which one, and you can hear them crying as they're cooking it. I was like, this isn't for me. Because like, I don't think lobsters are like cute or anything. Right. But, like, still, that's murder. I don't like hearing it. That's like going. Yeah, it's like going and saying, I'd like cow number 52, please.
Yeah.
And then waiting for a dinner to be served. Like, right. no.
So it just shows you we're very fortunate these days to not have to kill our own food.
Yeah.
Right?
I wouldn't be able to do it. Right. I'd rather die than kill an animal to eat it.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
But, you know, if you lived, if that's the way you were raised to hunt for animals and shit, you would.
I don't like the people that hunt just to hunt.
No, but I mean people like in
right
like more primitive people and stuff, you know, they hunt their own food.
Well, you know why I don't like Matthew McConaughey anymore?
Why?
You know who he is, right?
Of course.
Okay, so he
Did
has
he kill an animal?
No, he has this place in Texas.
Right.
It's like a resort kind of, but people go, and it's not like it's the wilderness. It's like kind of he's got a certain amount of acres, but on those acres he put animals, and people pay him
to go
kill them.
Right.
But it's like, it's not that they're actually hunting them. They're on a fucking, they're on your property and they can't leave.
Right. So it's like fish in a barrel.
Yeah.
I
literally hate him now.
Really?
Yeah. I think he's trash.
Yeah.
Like if I ever met him, I'd say no.
Yeah. This reminds me of a movie where they actually did that with people.
Yeah. What movie is that?
Wasn't it Claude Van Damme or something?
I know what you're talking about.
It was like in New Orleans or South.
No.
Down South.
I know which one you're talking. I think it was, they took criminals. They took people that were in jail.
No, here it wasn't like that. But are you talking about Running Man? No,
but I'm talking about something similar. I swear that guy that you just said was in it.
Really?
Yeah. But they took criminals from a prison and they put them on this like island. It was just them. And they get hunted. And then they have to hunt. It's kind of like Hunger Games, but other things are hunting them too.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, this is messed up. This is so, like, they don't have a choice, man.
I know. They're constantly on the run.
I wonder if they do that sometimes and we don't know about it. I
mean, who knows? Yeah.
Like, what would you do if you ever woke up one day and they're like, they turned America into Hunger Games? Did you ever see that movie?
No, I haven't. But because I don't like those dystopian movies, you know?
I mean, you have to be like a fan to get into them. And they're really long. And there's five of them.
Was there five or three?
Well, they broke up two of them into two parts. So it was like stretched for years upon years upon years.
I know.
Like she was super young.
But it was
young.
A young adult series and I felt, you know, I couldn't really get into it.
No, you could have.
I'm sure. But I started watching it for Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, she's
But
so
then
hot.
I thought, no, I can't get into this. Yeah. You know, this is too futuristic. And I don't want to deal with... I've seen so many movies like this that I'm tired of thinking of what a dark future we're having.
I know.
You know, I was just reading Stephen Hawking's book. You know, The Scientist That Died.
Yep.
And my God, you know, he tells you we can either have a very bad future or a very good future, depending on how we control, like, AI, like artificial intelligence,
right.
you know?
Right.
Because, I mean, think about it. Today, we have AI in everything, like mm-hmm. the facial recognition to unlock your phone.
Right. And,
you know, this is just some of the things. So it could help a lot with medicine and all this shit and... But if people abuse it, you know, and it goes out of control and the machines get to be smarter than people,
mm-hmm.
then we got a problem.
Like iRobot.
Yeah.
You saw that movie.
Or Terminator.
Yeah.
Or The Matrix.
Yeah, and then you can't kill them.
Right.
They're just there. Like, and you've seen iRobot, right?
No, I've never seen.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. That was
Will Smith,
yes. right?
Yes, yeah. And he was half robot. Well, he had a robot arm.
No, I didn't see that.
Because he was in a car accident.
Right.
and they gave him a robot arm, but like the whole time there was just one robot that was super smart.
Right.
And he's like, yo, some shit's about to go down. And they thought he was a Looney Tune.
Right.
And then Will Smith is like the only person that believed him. And then all the robots turned on everybody. Like people had robots in their homes that would like cook them breakfast every morning and tell them like, you need to take your medication. Then all of a sudden 360, boop, you can't leave. Like just controlling everything.
Right.
And that could happen.
And they thought about this back in the 60s when they released 2001 Space Odyssey. I don't know if you heard of it. One of the biggest classics ever.
That's a movie, though, right?
It's a movie.
Yeah.
It was based on a book, though. And that was in the 60s. And they already imagined, like, people in space where the computer took over the ship.
Yeah. Yeah. And what do you do then? You can't jump out.
You're fucked.
Yeah, you're fucked.
So if the machines really turn on us, we're dead meat.
Yeah. We're irrelevant.
Yeah.
Yeah. If the computers can get smarter than us, then us being on Earth is just completely irrelevant at
right.
that point.
So that's why they're saying also that because of climate change and nuclear threats and shit like that, that we have to go in and explore space for other places for people to live. Because, eventually,
they may make movies about this too.
Yeah.
Like the human race has to like only certain people, which I probably would make the cut, get picked to move to this new planet and remake themselves because Earth is about to go to shit. And I'm like, that's probably going to happen.
Right.
Maybe not when we're alive.
So you can see everything that's possible has already been addressed in a movie or a book.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they know somewhere, somehow, people are talking about shit.
But they don't know, but they predict based on what you know already.
But do you notice that a lot of the times that when someone's predicting something in a movie, it happens?
Right. Yeah.
So.
Because people actually give it some thought, I guess.
Yeah. You never know.
Yeah.
You have no idea. But like some movies like Independence Day.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know if that shit's going to happen.
That's never going to happen, no. It's not.
You never know, though.
Listen, if you're an alien, would you come to Earth?
I don't know why they would come here and want to kill us.
Well, why would they want to come here, period? And besides, you know how far everything is? You don't even comprehend. I mean, it's like light years. I mean, look, if light travels so fast, imagine how long it takes to, how far it reaches in a year. Right? I mean, it goes like 160,000 miles per second.
Light. I really don't understand how light moves. And I think I always wonder too, like, how does it get dark out? I always wonder that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll explain it to you. But it's basic geography that you should have learned.
But it's just like, it's weird.
Why? But everything rotates around each other.
Yeah,
space.
But like, how fast are we rotating?
Very
for it
fast.
To be like
24 hours. It takes us to rotate completely. The whole world. Rotates in 24
But it's
hours.
So funny because we're rotating, but it doesn't feel like we're moving.
No, of course not. Because we're like on a huge thing, you know, with gravity.
This doesn't
and everything.
Make anytime I think about it, I get freaked out.
Okay, because
I'm like,
you need
what
to
are
get
we
into
really?
Science. You need to get into science.
But what are we? See,
it's
this
very
is what
interesting.
This is what I'm saying, Sam. This is why I don't know why we're you find it hard to believe why there's not species on other planets.
Why?
Because we're here.
Right.
So that means people on another planet probably do exist.
Why?
We can't be the only planet in this world.
Well, but
that
they haven't
has
proven anything yet. I mean,
because
they haven't
can.
Proven
like you
they
said, it takes light years to get somewhere.
Right.
Doesn't mean it's not out there.
Okay, so let's just say that if we never meet them, does it really matter?
Yeah, I want to fucking
exist?
Know.
Why?
Because I do.
Okay, well, everybody does, but we'll never know. Because they could be so far from us, but I really don't believe so.
I do, because it doesn't make sense that we'd be the only human beings on Earth.
Well, you never
it doesn't
know.
Make any sense, Sam. How are we even here to begin with? And I don't want to hear cave people.
No, I mean, it all started from, the Big Bang, okay, which everything started from cosmic dust. Okay.
So we're dust particles is what you're saying.
Well, we're made of atoms, actually. Which
I know,
is
I
like,
get that. But like, that's still like, how did
we started from dust. Yeah, from cosmic dust.
Okay,
and
so think of
evolution.
How easy that was.
Right.
To happen here. You don't think that's happened somewhere else?
It's not easy for this to happen at all. You know how unlikely it is that people emerged and life emerged? Very unlikely.
Yeah, but you know what? It just, we had, our atoms adapted to Earth, so if this could happen here, it could happen on another planet, but those human beings or atoms that were created are being created to adapt to their surroundings.
Yeah, but you never know. I mean, you're talking about billions of years, you know? It's not like we're talking like
but
a thousand,
other planets have been around for billions of years.
Exactly.
So it's possible.
Exactly. But, you know, yeah, you never know. I mean, look, if you look at space and you look at where we are, it's like a grain of sand on the beach. Literally.
I just don't get how they can predict.
We're so far from everything.
The size of each planet. And how do they know that Venus has rings
around
it?
Oh, because there's telescopes and shit. I mean, a telescope can pretty much help you see a
star. Have you
ever
seen a planet?
No, but I haven't looked.
Okay, I want you to look, because I feel like you'd be into it.
No, I mean, listen, they know all this shit, and they knew it for hundreds of years because they already had telescopes. You know, hundreds of years ago.
Yeah.
But listen, you see, you're also showing interest in science, because that's really what
I find science to be so interesting.
It is.
And then I find it weird, too, that your body can backfire.
If you don't like books, then watch documentaries or something. But there's so much interesting shit out there.
Right. But I've watched a ton of documentaries on UFOs and stuff, and I believed it to be true. And I watched this movie, and it was fake, but they had the real footage at the end, you know, when it's based on a true story. Then they show the real people at the end, right before the credits or after the credits or in between the credits, whatever.
Yeah.
And that place in Antarctica where people go missing all the time. What's it called?
In Antarctica, they go disappearing?
Oh, yeah, like thousands and thousands of people a year. They have the highest disappearance rate
in
the world.
I never heard of that.
Okay, I'm going to Google it.
There's a Bermuda Triangle.
Oh, my God, yeah. What's that all about?
I don't know, but who cares?
Not going to Bermuda anytime
soon. The thing is, listen, when someone like Stephen Hawking and people that are similarly smart tell you that there's no way that there's ever going to be aliens coming here, I believe it. I tend to accept that, you know, because they'd have to be, you know, they're also saying that if they're as well advanced as we are, right, they're also bound to destroy themselves with nuclear power or something.
Yeah, but
know?
I'm not saying they're as well advanced, but I'm saying,
I mean, you know
for
how
sure
advanced you have to be to get that far from us to here? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We might have like voyages to other planets, but that's going to be unmanned. You know, I mean, it takes like 10 years, 20 years round trip to get to some of these places.
Oh my God, round trip.
And those are the closest places.
Wow.
It's hard to comprehend how huge the universe is.
I can't find it. It's really frustrating me.
What are you trying to find out? There's no such thing.
Yes, there is.
I'm telling you.
Maybe it's not Antarctica. What's the other place that starts with an A? Alaska?
Alaska? People disappear in Alaska?
Maybe it's Alaska I'm thinking of.
I don't know. Anyway, I never heard of that, so what can I tell you?
People get abducted by aliens. I'm literally typing that.
You're the aliens. Come on with the aliens.
I believe it. Maybe they're kidnapping people to figure out, like, what are these people?
Yeah.
You don't know. Yeah. It's Alaska. And the movie was called The Fourth Kind. I need you to watch it, Sam. It'll literally freak you out for the rest of your life.
Really?
Just, it's not that it's scary.
Yeah.
It's just fucked.
And it's real.
It's real. They have footage of her at the end and how crazy she looks and how, like, legit she is with the story she's telling. Like, I believe her. I don't think she's a nutbag. So her kids went missing.
Right.
And then they came back. Sam, you got to watch it.
Okay, I'll see it. And but I think you watch too many movies, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but
you should read some books.
Yeah, but this is all, it probably be in a book too.
No, but true. But the kind of stuff you read. Or
I'm going to rewatch that movie.
I mean, I love movies like that, you know, but you got to take it with a grain of salt. It's, you know.
Why? Do you think they, like, lie just to sell a movie?
I don't know. No, not the movie, but the story itself. I mean, people are crazy. Look, people tell you they're psychics. Do you really believe that?
Sometimes.
I don't. There's no such thing.
I told you the story about my sister when she was walking down the beach.
I don't care about these stories.
But they can be true.
They're
you got to have a little bit of faith.
There's no such thing.
Yeah. Some people are blessed with different powers.
There's laws in the universe, okay? And people cannot do the things that these people claim to do. Come on. I mean, look, let's say, do you believe in God?
I do.
Okay, let's say God created us so we don't know anything beyond the physical world, right? Do you think he's going to fuck up and allow some people to know? What is this?
Maybe.
No.
Maybe he wants them to be to have some type of higher power to their life. Help other people in their journey. You don't know.
No.
God gives everyone different tasks in life. You don't know what he's giving somebody else.
You know, I just... What? No.
Yeah.
But there's rules and laws of physics in the universe.
Okay, but physics and God are two different things.
No.
Yeah.
How can it be?
Yeah.
But if God created this, he created physics, don't you think? Come on.
Yeah, but I don't think there's rules to it.
Oh, yeah. There's laws of physics. Oh, yeah. There's so many. Come on.
Mm.
Yeah. You can't even begin to understand.
No.
If you haven't.
It's so complicated. Life in general is just hard to comprehend to begin with.
Yeah, that's why we choose to think that God created all this and stuff. And look, personally, I do believe in God. But at the same time, you can also explain this that science is really the way that everything was created,
right.
Even if it was created by God.
Mm.
It's still, there's rules and laws, you know, there's speeds to things.
Right.
There's, you know, the concept of time, you know, they're saying didn't exist before
right.
everything was created.
Right.
So go figure, you know, but it is complicated, but there's some excellent books and I'm sure documentaries that explain it in layman terms.
Like, for
know.
Me, I'm like, there really is no proof at the end of the day.
No, we don't.
That a day is 24 hours because somebody made up an hour, but we really don't even know if an hour truly exists.
No, the way we divide time is as human invention, but time does exist.
Yeah, no, I get that, but
yeah.
we basically
but,
made up. Oh, this day is 24 hours.
Right.
Because we don't actually know that an hour is an hour and a minute is a minute.
No, we...
Somebody made that up.
Right.
Yeah. Which is crazy to me.
Yeah.
That somebody made
that up.
It's
just a way of measuring. But it's also like distance. You can say the same thing. Some people use inches. Some people use centimeters.
Mm-hmm.
But we're measuring the same thing. Just we put a different scale to it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I agree with you, you know.
It's just so like a... Just everything. How did somebody call this a microphone? How did somebody call this a headphone?
But you're confusing a lot of different things.
Yeah,
know?
But it's all confusing. That's what I'm saying. Who came
because
up with this shit?
Different.
And who named it? Like, who named a fork a fork? Like, hey, this is a fork. And everybody's going to call it a
that's
fork.
That's languages that develop, yeah.
Yeah, but
they
it's
develop
so weird,
over time.
Sam.
You know, before you had... Well, don't think of old concepts. Think of new concepts like... social media, you
yeah.
know, smartphones, selfies. I mean, these just start somehow by people, you know?
Yeah, like,
and
how do roads evolves. Connect?
How do roads connect?
Yeah, like, how can I physically
uh-huh.
drive all the way from Boston to L.A.? Like,
right.
who took that trip and said, these are the highways and the roads that connect all the way to the West Coast?
Well, let's say that the government didn't just make the roads, but planned them so they would reach a certain point.
Yeah, but how do they plan that?
Well, we have maps. We have everything, you know? I mean, you said you don't understand maps, right?
No, I just use the Google phone.
Right.
If someone gave me a map, I'd look at them like, are you kidding?
Right, exactly.
Which is probably not a good survival skill.
Of course not. Of course not.
Because if I ever get stuck in like a mountain or something, I am fucked.
Exactly. No reception or no battery, you're dead.
Yeah.
No, you need things on paper, man.
That's why you got to watch that movie, The Mountain Between Us.
Okay.
Which you said you were going to watch because you were obsessed with Kate Winslet.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I do need
such
to
a good
that.
Movie.
Okay, if I remember, I'll watch that. I started watching Indiana Jones, the latest one. Not bad. Do you like it?
I've never
Harrison
liked Indiana
Ford.
Jones.
Really?
Ever in life.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess there was one a couple of years ago. I totally missed it, so I'm watching it now. It's
yeah,
pretty,
no.
Pretty cool.
Never been my thing.
Was Shia LaBeouf?
Shia LaBeouf?
Shia.
It's Shia LaBeouf.
LaBeouf?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. How the fuck?
He's such a good actor, but he just like kind of went downhill with his craziness and disappeared.
Yeah.
He did a movie called Nympho.
Nympho, really?
Yeah, about being a sex addict, and he literally fucked in every scene.
Really?
It was his requirement.
Oh, God.
For the actresses that agreed to do the role. No, I want this to be real, so I'm fucking you on camera.
Yeah, right?
That was before the Me Too movement, obviously.
Yeah. Not a bad job, though.
No.
Getting all the women you want.
It's so funny, because he started on that Disney show, Even Stevens, and he was such like a dorky little kid on that, and then all of a sudden he just...
Yeah, kids grow up, man. Mm-hmm. They become totally different.
Right. The industry made him a little Looney Tune, though. It's so crazy because a lot of people make it in this business and they're good at what they do, but they hate the business.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he's one of those people that's super talented, but he wishes he was not known, not famous, not in the business.
Right. Yeah, yeah. There are people like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, Brad Pitt and Charlize Theron are together.
Really? So it is confirmed?
Yeah.
Okay, because I saw some rumors.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can see that.
Yeah, why not?
I know. She does not age. Yeah. I don't know what fountain she's drinking out of, but we must know, lady. Please tell us.
Listen, they all get work done, I'm telling you. There's no way people can survive and look like that.
I know. She looks incredible. But I also have never seen her up close, so I don't know. Right. But like in her, she does the J'adore perfume commercials and fucking flawless.
Right.
I'm like, holy shit. She's in her 50s, right?
Yeah. But look, there's a lot of makeup and shit too, you know, and retouching. But
even with makeup on, still looking bomb.
All I can tell you is, look, in real life, things don't look that perfect.
Right.
I mean, you know, you take off the makeup and the cameras and all that. You see, the person in real life, they look just like you and me.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like they're any different, but that's the way they're presented. I mean, think about models that don't look anything like they do in their pictures. Right. And yet they get hired, you know, because
they photograph well.
And they make him into a totally different character, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, like, some of these models will look like very sexy and sensual and even dominating and shit like that. And then they're just like these timid girls, you know, in real life and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's the image they're creating.
Right.
You know.
So
that's that. Check this out. The top 26 billionaires own as much as 3.8 billion other people. That's 26 people that have as much as 3.8 billion people. Think about that.
26 people out of the billion people in the world. That's
8
wild.
Billion. 8 billion people in the world. And so about just under half of that. So 26 people own about as much as half the population.
That's wild.
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah. Yep.
Can you imagine? Wow. So, but you know, they're talking about Jeff Bezos' wife and everything. But you know what? The more I read, the more I realize she deserves just half as much as he does, because she was with him there all the way from the beginning. You
probably
know?
When he had nothing.
Right.
Probably when he had this concept in his basement. And right. She was like, babe.
Yeah, they started like an online bookstore.
Right.
And then it evolved into something like this. But look, she's been with him for, 25 years?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
And he was cheating. And she probably finally said, I've had enough.
Exactly. With this woman, Laura Sanchez or something. I mean, what is that about?
Now she's going to be known as a home wrecking.
Yeah. I know.
You know what? I always wondered what type of woman is okay sleeping with a married man. Like, what type of woman are you?
Right.
I would never.
Right.
No, I don't even care if it's the hottest guy on the planet and I'm like, oh my God, he's so attractive. I'm not sleeping with you while you have a ring on your finger and you're going home to your wife and kids. Yeah. I'm not doing it.
Exactly. Like, how do you fit into the fucking equation?
No. And they have like some delusional thought that he's going to leave his wife and kids for you. No, he's not. Unless he gets caught. And at then, he's going to have resentment towards you because you're the reason he got caught. Mm-hmm. And you're the reason his life is now fucked up.
Right.
Not him, because he's never going to blame himself. He's going to blame you.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. It's like, come on, ladies. Get your fucking shit together.
Yeah. You know who that Lauren Sanchez is?
No.
I think she was like, I mean, she looks familiar to me. Wasn't she like a reporter?
I have no idea.
Like in LA television or something? She looks to me.
I heard he cheated with the reporter, but I don't know.
Is it? So it's probably the reporter.
Yeah.
Because she's his girlfriend now.
Oh, God.
He's taking her to the Oscars.
Oh, of course he is.
Yeah.
Cute.
Oh, and okay, so this woman that is his girlfriend now was married to his friend.
Oh, my God, they're both pieces of shit then.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine, like, you have a couple of friends.
Yeah.
And suddenly you and the other person start fucking.
No, that's awful.
Isn't that the worst thing ever?
Behind your back.
Yeah.
That's so
shady.
How
can you do this? I mean, you're betraying your partner and your friend.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Yeah, how low can you go for sex, anybody. You know?
Yeah, and it's like, it's really not that important.
Yeah.
Like, if I had to go, like, 2 years without sex, I'd be like, oh, well.
Yeah, at least not commit shit like that.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, I'd be like, okay. But, people like, people have convinced themselves. Like, and a lot of people get an obsession with things and people they can't have.
Right.
So then it's like, I want this person so badly. For them, it worked out because they ended up together. But, like, a lot of people get in a situation that they're in. And then once they can actually fully have each other, neither one of them is interested.
Yeah, not anymore. Right?
Yeah, it's like, I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for the memories. Both of our lives are fucked up now. Great.
Right.
Yeah.
So much for love.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to be in love.
Yeah, but not that way.
No.
Yeah.
No.
There's so many men out there. Leave the fucking married ones alone.
Yes.
But who would not fucking kiss Jeff Bezos' ass? Come on.
If he was standing next to me in a room.
She'll be the richest fucking woman in the world.
If she marries him next.
Right.
And that might be why she's dealing with it, too.
Yeah. Well, maybe they won't be the richest once he gives half to his wife.
Still be rich.
Yeah.
Still have millions.
He's got $137 billion right now.
Yeah, that's fine. He'll still be rich. He's still going to be a billionaire after he gives his wife half of his billions.
Oh, yeah, multi-billionaire. Yeah. I mean, if he gives away half, he still gets about $70 billion.
Yeah, and then his kids get...
still enough to be one of the richest.
Exactly, and his kids are getting some too, and his kids are just probably on a yacht somewhere getting a tan on.
Yeah. Yeah, you see, so Bezos had an affair with a TV personality, Laura Sanchez. So I was right. She used to be on LA TV in the news.
Right.
Or, yeah, reporting or an anchor, whatever. And then she would be like in movies. Whenever they do a movie and there was like a reporter, a TV reporter,
she
would be the actor.
Yeah. That's an easy gig because you really don't need to act. You just need to memorize your lines.
Yeah. Be yourself.
Pretty much. Stand there, hold the mic, read the lines. You good. Yeah.
So let's see. He's 55 and she's 49.
That's pretty okay. Yeah, that's... very, yeah,
that's okay.
Very close in age, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Woo. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of money to have.
Yep.
Yeah.
Michelle Pfeiffer
celebrating 25th anniversary with David E. Kelly. If I remember, he wrote one of very popular shows, TV shows. What did he write? Maybe I'll look it up. But they were married in 1994, I believe, 93. In 93. Mm. And she's 60 years old, man.
She looks good for 60.
Right?
She's had a lot of work done, though.
I'm sure. They all have, man.
But she still looks good for 60.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wonder, let's see. No, there's nothing about him. But if we looked it up, we'd know. I know he did some, at least one very popular TV series. Let's see. You want to talk controversial shit for a while?
Sure.
Okay. Christopher Columbus murals, right? Inside the University of Notre Dame building to be covered up. So in other words, they want to cover those murals with whatever material it is they want to do it.
I mean...
But, you know, and they keep talking about Columbus this, Columbus that, but, look what they're saying. For native people of this new land, however, Columbus's arrival was nothing short of a catastrophe. So let's say that's true, and we're not arguing about what happened. But the point is, if you think Christopher Columbus was a murderer, was an invader and stuff, why are you living here? I mean, thanks to Columbus, you're living in the freest fucking country in the world. You know, why would you sit there?
I mean, I agree with the people.
Why?
I think he shouldn't be celebrated. I don't think
Columbus shouldn't be.
No,
so
I don't think there should
be
a day called Columbus Day. I mean, I liked it when I was in school because we got the day off, but that's literally it.
Are you serious? So that's being like ashamed of your history.
No, it's not.
Why?
I mean, they definitely portray it a lot different than the actual truth when you were growing up in school.
Mm.
Like, I didn't really know what type of person he was until I was older.
Right. You're
not learning this shit in school.
But what I'm saying is if you don't believe in what he did.
He robbed Native Americans, okay, killed them, and took
but
their land.
You're living in the land that he discovered.
Okay, but we could have lived together. The fuck?
Where?
With the Native Americans.
No.
Yes, we could have.
No, because that's why there was fucking war and shit.
Yeah, because he was a piece of shit, Sam. That's why there was war.
What was a piece of shit? Everybody was a piece of shit. It was
we shouldn't celebrate that.
No, but it was a time of colonialism and invasions and shit, you know? I mean, every country, keep that in mind, okay?
The Native Americans have never, like, recovered
from it. Just about every country became what it is. Due to war. Okay, war is always decided fucking borders.
He literally robbed them of their jewels and expensive gifts and then brought it back to his, like, fucking king and queen. Like,
okay.
He's a piece of
shit. I understand. I understand that. But he's very much part of history. You're not
going to
erase
history. I understand that. He should definitely be a part of history. But I don't think there should be a goddamn Columbus Day.
Or murals in the fucking university?
No.
Wow.
I agree with that.
I know you
do. I think it should definitely be in history books because it fucking happened, but I don't think we should celebrate the man.
Right. Well.
Yeah, I think it should definitely be talked about.
That's why you're a liberal, because you guys think with your heart.
Yeah. It's fucked up. And listen, Native Americans have never been the same.
Yeah.
He literally, like, just ripped them of their humanity and rights. Like,
right.
And they were rich, and they were living their best life.
And so do you think they would have this kind of life today if it weren't for the white man?
They don't have a good life.
They don't
have
a
good life.
Have you
seen Native American reservations?
What about them?
They're very not well put together.
No, but what about the people that choose not to live on reservations? Why would you? I mean, you can assimilate with everybody else.
Yeah.
And which many do. I meet many of them here.
Yeah.
I think their lives
would have been better if maybe somebody that was more level-headed showed up.
What do you mean?
Maybe someone who wasn't going to, like, steal them, kill them, rob them, and take their land. Maybe if someone that came and showed up and was like, hey, let's all live together in peace. This is what's
going
on.
Right, you see, that's what I'm saying. Liberalism is like fucking utopia. Fine, give us a perfect world. The world doesn't work like that.
Okay, then there'll never be world peace.
No. No, there never will be.
We should strive for it, though.
Sure.
That starts by being good.
Fuck
human
the
beings,
should. You know, you
which
talk
Christopher
to ISIS.
Columbus was not.
You talk to North Korea. You talk to the Iranians. You talk to ISIS and tell them we should live in peace. They'll fucking kick your ass and kill you. What are you talking about? When you have an enemy,
but
that
North
wants
Korea
to kill
is not
you,
our country. South Korea is not our country, and ISIS
no,
shouldn't be a
country.
Part of our country either.
No, what I'm saying is, if they decide to start war against us, then we have to go to war, right? So how's there going to be peace?
But okay, that's two. That's completely
so
different.
So you're talking about just in our country.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not talking about other countries. I'm talking about that should have been handled different.
And do you think that's possible?
I think back in the day it was definitely possible.
When?
When Christopher Columbus showed up, he could have handled that completely different.
No, there was more invasions and colonies back then.
Like if you see old school movies about Native Americans and Americans, it's
right.
Really like sickening,
right? Because
like
it's
almost as bad as
it's
watching
war.
Like a slave
listen,
movie.
I want you to understand something. I'm not justifying anything.
Right.
I'm just saying this. It's not the way I would have done it
right.
if I was that.
Right.
But they lived in different times. There were different people.
Right.
And the world was a different place.
And I get it.
Okay.
Which
so
should be talked about, but not celebrated.
Everything was handled with violence and shit.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's disgusting.
But people celebrate or at least mark many places, times in history that were not great times.
Like?
You know, but you have to mark them like Holocaust, for example.
I
That's
don't
not
think,
something
but there's
that
not, there's not a Holocaust Day.
We don't celebrate. Of course there is. We don't celebrate it, but we mourn on that day. But it's nevertheless.
What
a very
is a Holocaust Day?
Not here in
Yeah, but I'm talking about here. I'm just talking about here.
Okay.
Like and even as so
well, there's one
Holocaust
in the world,
affected us
okay.
here too, but no one is there's not one Monday of
no, but
the
I'm
year.
Talking about general like how people behave in general in the world, not just here. You can't isolate us just from everything else.
But I'm just saying that day should be talked about, but it shouldn't be celebrated. And that school should take down his murals, and so should everybody else.
Well, many people feel it should be celebrated because there wouldn't be America without that.
I don't know if that's true.
Why?
I just don't believe that.
But nobody knew about America before Columbus.
Yeah.
They didn't even know it existed.
But somebody else would have discovered it, bro.
Well, maybe. And how would they have handled it differently?
Maybe so.
Why?
If that was like Abe Lincoln, let's just say, for example, that rolled up and found, right. Oh, my God, what's going on here? He right. would have never.
So he would have turned around and said, fuck this land.
No, I'm he would have back. Said, yo, let's figure out a plan to make this work.
And let's say the natives told you there's no way. We don't want you here, period. What then?
I don't know.
War. And that's exactly what fucking happens. It's always war, and it comes down to war. You know, because countries don't just evolve, you know. So if you notice in history, that's pretty much, history is marked by wars. I mean, you fucking open.
Yeah, every time you open a history
books,
book,
it's all wars.
And it's all the old school wars where they're using like swords.
Right.
And like spears. And like charging at each other.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. Like when I see old movies like The Patriot and yeah. they're like literally charging at each other, I'm like, holy shit, this is like real life. This yeah. is what happened back in the day.
Right.
Now we don't know what war's like because yeah. the movies are so different, you know?
Yeah. Well, listen, we got to get away because our next host is already calling.
Oh.
So he's got a remote show. So thank you, everybody. Danny, thank you
You're
for
welcome.
Stimulating conversation today. thanks, everybody, for listening. I know not all of you agree with me or with Danny, but the point is we stimulate conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And so thank you all for giving us a chance to express ourselves. Have a great day, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.